You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The story about a gentleman that had a little bit, distraction about the thinking straight. And he had an imagination that there is a jug on his head. A jug. And he was walking like, he's carrying a jug over his head, like the way he was sitting. So he was careful that the jug would not fall when he was eating. When he was walking, he had a little bit, it's kind of needed help. The most complicated matter was when he was sleeping, and holding the jug became very complicated. But that matter went on for a long time. So now it happened to be a newcomer came to the city, and he noticed, this gentleman, how he's walking, how he's eating. So he asked, what his problem. So they explained to him that he feels that he has a jug over his head. He said, I have an idea, maybe we can fix this. So now one morning that he was on the way to Beit Knesset, he did go to Beit Knesset and did put on tefillin, but with the jug over his head. So as he was passing by a house, the newcomer came out the window when he passed the house, and he had a big, big jug in his hand and threw it down right behind him. And he screamed, "The jug broke!" So he turns around and looks at the jug. He said, "Wow, the jug broke." And then he became normal.
Wow.
So the jug broke. So now we learn the negative command that's brought in Pasuk Kedushim. It says, "Al tifnu el ha'elilim, velohem masecha lo ta'asu lachem." We have a command in Torah Tana Kedusha that says that you should not tend to elilim. Elilim means gods. And the cast gods you should not make for yourself. So now here a question that is brought. First it says, "Artif no el ha'elilim." That means you should not tend to cults, idols. And then it says, "Don't make it." So obviously, if you're not supposed to tend to the gods, you're not going to make it either.
Some people make it.
They make it too sad.
Yeah, like Abraham's father.
Well, when he says you should not tend, so that means in any aspect. It's very simple to understand.
Some they have imagination called, some they make one to see it.
Well, it wouldn't matter. So what does it matter when you make it or, it's in your head? When he says, "Artif no el ha'elilim," that means in any case, in any way. Rashi HaKadosh says, what is this term Elilim comes about? Where does it come about? So Rashi says, Elilim is the root of Al. Al means it's not. The term Al, Elilim, Al, that means they're nothing. So Rashi HaKadosh, this is a very powerful message. It says, that the mentality of the human being is that something that you build in your head, and then you make it, you mold it, you form it in your head, and then it becomes an idol. But at the beginning, it was nothing. It was nothing. Like our story, this gentleman, you know, felt that he has a jug over his head. And then it became reality to him. That means any move that he made, he felt the jug over his head. But it's not on your head. But because he built it up, so then it became tangible for him. For example, let's say people, they have a habit of collecting things. What do they collect?
Stamps.
What else?
Coins.
What else?
Matchbox.
Matches. What else?
Beer bottles.
What else?
Voris.
Could be. What does a homeless collect?
Trash.
So he believe that the trash is
Laundry.
That something that, you know, people collect trash.
Yes.
Why do they collect trash? They don't know it's trash.
No, they don't consider it trash. They think they need it one day. They sell it.
They sell it?
Borrow.
Now I see like people like in their room, even they cannot walk. There's so many junks in there, trash in there. You know, they have collected over the years and, you know, it's all over.
Hoarders, they're called hoarders, when they just collect and they can't get rid of.
So...
Some people, they collect their clothes, old clothes, they never get rid of.
Right, so what? Why such a thing happens?
Because they think they could use it as something. Or there's a use
no,
for it.
No, this is an obsession.
So why they have such an obsession then? One day they're going to use it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insecurity that they may need.
How about money? People collect money?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. The money is not obsession.
Oh, yes.
It is?
Oh.
So now let's say happen to be, you know, the invention of the ball. Where did it come from?
Ball?
Yeah, ball. What did it, the first time that the ball came about?
They made a wheel.
The first ball, how did it look like?
It was a cube.
Say?
It was a cube.
How did it make? No, it was from paper. From paper. Actually, we have this in Halachot. And then what happened? How was it advanced? How was it advanced?
They wanted to jump, probably.
No. The whole mechanism of the ball then became plastic, right? How much a ball costs today? How much? And then how did the game came about? Like people, like in the alley, you know, two, three people got together to play baseball, basketball, football, right? So now, today, what people think about the sport?
$1 billion industry.
Billions.
Yes.
$1 billion. So what happened from the paper ball? Now you have billions of dollars that invested, tickets, referees, players. You know how much a player gets paid?
Millions.
This is not the obsession. So what happened all of a sudden for a paper ball? Now you have such a, I mean, what's a big deal? You take a ball and throw it in a goal or in a basket, and people, they get so excited about it, so what's a big deal?
Exactly.
You can put 10 balls in the field and say, no, just shoot it anywhere you like. Now you're just running after one ball, so. Yeah, so now here, that's what Rosh Hashanah is teaching us. Artifnu elaylinim. Why? Because there are type of way of mentality that is invented and then becomes a avodah zarah. Now here you had interest on a lighter or a on a matchbox, and then it broke 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, and then all your time, all your life, it's stuck to these coins, to the stamp. What does it do for you? But here, Tosha is teaching us that you have a trigger that could tend you 100% off of the line. Why? Because they created something in your head, and then it gave it a reality and became tangible and became your God. And then you cannot get away from it. You cannot stay away from it. Why? Because you worship it.
So obsession is Avodah Zarah.
Yes. So that's our people that have obsession to the cell phone today.
Cars, cell phone, so many things.
They have obsession to go after money, after lots of unfortunate thing that is out there, all the desire that is out there. That's what the whole money-making, society out there, that's how they make money. But here, it's the carelessness that one is not really watched for, and then he falls in a trap that then he wakes up and see, I was worshiping an idol. Now, the hobby and the habit became the idol that you cannot even stay away from it. Look at the sport, what's going on today. Look at how people, they're after one another to grab whatever penny and a dollar that they can from other people. And they lose sleep. They're worried. They have nightmare. Why? Because they made the materialistic as their God. And it was just a little bit thing, but you just made it such an obsession that you cannot stay away from it. That's how people, they gamble, they're alcoholic, and other things that they do. Why? Because they let it to become an idol. That's what Rashi Kedush is telling us. It was a elil, nothing, meaningless. You go to India, all of a sudden you see all the cows stop. A cow is a god? How could it be such a thing? How could it be such a thing? But here you see their mentality that they believe this animal, you have to worship it. But how did it come from? Where did he get this? Animal is for shish kebab. How can you worship an animal? How can he be your God? But here the mentality accepted, it's okay. You accepted the money can be your God. You do anything. Lose your life, strength, your peace. For what? Because it's a God. You have to grab it. Any way that is possible. Doesn't matter. The relationship breaks up. There's no shalom. That doesn't matter. As long as I have it, this is my God. I have to have it. And that's what the Rashi Kedush is teaching us. Artifnu el ha'elidim velohem asecha lo ta'asu lachem. People hurt one another. For why? Because he took his money. People hurt one another. Why? Because they feel, this is my house. The people, they go against one another. The people are years and years in and out of the, from the court. Why? Because they feel, it's mine. I have to have it. No matter what it takes, you go after it. And how could you go in such a destructive mentality, and you know, none of this you can take with you. None of this you can take with you. But when it comes to God, so then it really doesn't matter. Homeless collects things. Miskin. But why he goes and collect garbage? Why?
That's his mentality. That's his beauty.
So how do you know in your life you're not collecting garbage? How do you know?
You're addicted to anything, and that's what happened.
The same way that the homeless is, and he has no use for this garbage that he collects, and he has piles of it, piles. So all the things that you're collecting, what are you going to do with it? You're going to take with you? Is this worth that you go through such a pain, suffering, because of this garbage?
Build it up. So the garbage I can see, but there are a lot of addictions that they're addicted to the pleasure. How could they, when the pleasure is there in their mind that they've collected and they've built it, how could they overcome that? Because the garbage is garbage, objectively speaking, but the addiction to gambling, addiction to other things, it's the pleasure that is causing, that is making them addicted. So they're addicted to that pleasure.
Yeah, but the point of the matter here is 31 flavor ice cream, how they come up with such an idea to have 31, I don't know how many flavors they have now, but maybe 50. Yeah, but how did they come up with this idea? How? How did they know that there is lamed bet, flavors? How did they know? You know, but here you see the triggering what you don't mind to go after. And whatever that you see outside, that's what exactly the whole point here is. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min ha'urav. Because the yetzer that is implanted in you, if you don't control it, you're going to turn to a wild beast animal. No matter who is standing around you, you're going to do your thing. You don't care. Why? Because the yetzer hara is already downhill. There's no way to stop it. Why? Because that's what you like to do. That's what you like to do. And that's a very, very unfortunate thing. Because when you open the gate for him, so now he doesn't care, you know, who's around and what's going to happen. Why? Because you want to satisfy yourself. Some people do it when they eat. Some people do it when they go jogging. And some people do it.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.